Justin Swinton's picked up a couple of threes also. Nice shots for him. Playing a little smarter today. Drew a charging foul. And then, of course, Blake Soakes drew his charging foul down below. So lots of things happening in the ball game. The Wrangell Wolves, they've broken the press three or four times and had opportunities down low. And then after they break the press, they make a poor pass at the after they get across the half-court line. Glacier Bears, on the other hand, have been going hard to the hoop. Devin Lice attacking the rim. And, well, so is Justin attacking the rim, and that's got some points for them. Lice's got 10 points in the ballgame. Justin has 13 so far, and the teams are out on the court. Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball first here to start the third quarter of play. Wrangell's in that 2-3 zone defense. Shooting-wise, 50%. They've dropped way off the Wrangell Wolves, as Doug mentioned, but the Glacier Bears are going to have the basketball here. All right, beginning third quarter action. Swinton out at the top, goes right inside the wing. Saddle Franks breaks across the lane wing. Alley-oop inside to Light. Not there, however, is a little bit short on the pass, and the Wolves come up with the basketball. They were trying for the dunk there, but it just didn't happen with Light. Comes back out over to Dingwall. Dingwall goes inside, back to Stokes. Three-pointer on the way, a little bit short this time. Rebound down to Saddle Franks. So he quickly gets it up to Swinton. He goes all the way to Wing, and he'll put up a three-pointer. And his is good, so Isaac Wing hits his first 3 points of the basketball game. It's a long three. Glacier Bears lead by four. Over to Stokes. Both teams not afraid to shoot that three. Goes right-hand side to Gerald. Looking inside, finds Marshall. Over to Stokes. Back out to the top to Dingwall. Glacier Bears happy to set in their 2-1-2 zone defense right now. They go back into Stokes' free throw line, all over to Dingwald. He looks up at the hoop, changes his mind, back to Marshall. Nobody's around, takes a shot, good. Robert Marshall picks up, actually that's his first basket of the basketball game, and he cuts into that lead a little bit. Glacier Bears have the ball, though. They lead by two. Swinton takes the dribble, wants to go inside, but cut off, back to Light. They go to baseline to Saddle Franks, left side. Back out to the top. Glacier Bears will set the offense again. Bringing Fowler up to the free throw line, back to Wing. Long three, in and out, no rebound. Comes down to Audison, and he'll get the ball quickly in the hands of Stokes. And they'll get it up across as they go to Marshall, back to Gerald, breaking down, back to Stokes. Long three, a little bit short again. And he releases. Glacier Bears have numbers, and coming down and laying it up and in this time is Devin Light, sort of trying to dunk it. He lays it in and extends that lead 32-28. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Wolves still not across the half court line. Now they break it. Now they go across and it's knocked off of Swinton, I guess. Goes out. Justin didn't think so, however, but the ball goes to the Wrangell Wolves under their basket. Dingwald slaps the ball. Wrangell sets it out to Audison. Over to Marshall. Marshall will shoot that three, but good defense by the Glacier Bears. Back inside to Marshall. A little bit too hard off the land. Rebound comes down, ends up in the hands of Marshall. Back, he gives a ball. Gerald comes away with it. Marshall breaking down, getting an easy little hoop out of it. Good play that time by Gerald. He was laying on the floor. He just passed the ball up to his teammate, and he laid it in. 32-30. Glacier Bears 2-point lead. Now Gerald steps, anticipates the pass, and makes the steal. So the Wolves have a chance to tie it or take the lead here. Marshall's on the dribble with his left hand. Comes left hand, sorry, to right hand side to Stokes. Right, Stokes comes back outside to Gerald. Swinton steps out. Back to Stokes. Into Audison. Over to Dingwald. He loses it, but gains control back. Kicks it back out. Stokes looks for that three. Changed his mind. They go back into Audison. Turn around. Back out to Marshall. He looks up at the hoop. Goes back inside to Stokes. Breaking inside. Over to Gerald. He'll have the shot from baseline. No, doesn't re-go. And comes back down to Dingwald. It's slapped out of his hands, stops, nobody picks him up, comes out a little bit short. Swinton goes down hard to the hoop, and the official blew the whistle. And in reality, I mean, I know Justin's on the floor hard. He may have, well, it's hard to say if he knocked the wind out of him or what
he
happened.
He got an elbow to the head on that
he
rebound.
He might have, but in reality, the official, I mean, I'm not justifying the injury here, but Justin's laying on the floor. In reality, the official is not supposed to stop it if there's an opportunity to score for the other team. Glacier Bears had the easy lay-in going down the other way. Coach Fossum's out around Justin right now, so See what happens.
That's
on
usually
that.
Just when it's the defensive player that's hurt, that if the offense has it. But if you're on the offense, I'll usually stop that every time if you're the one that has the ball rather than going the length of the court for it, because they want to make sure it's a...
They want to make sure, that's right. But anyway, the Glacier Bears are still going to get the basketball out of the deal here. Wrangell Wolves have everybody around them. Glacier Bears are out on the court. And we're just going to see what they're going to decide to do here with Justin at the 4:52 mark. 32-30, Glacier Bears lead by two. While we have a moment here, let's talk a little bit more about some of the other basketball games that are going to go on. This evening, we're going to have the 2A girls going at it on the championship side, Metlakatla and Craig. The winner of that one automatically gets that number one seed at the state tournament. The loser of that one drops down and will play the Haynes Glacier Bears Saturday morning at 8 a.m. So we'll see Matt and Craig going at it. On the girls' side and the boys' side, it's also going to be Matt and Craig again. And the winner of that one will automatically get the number one seed, and the loser will drop down and play the winner of this basketball game. We'll see who that's going to be determined here. 3A boys' game here coming up here shortly, and 3A girls' game, Petersburg-Edgecombe on the winning side, where Sitka and Edgecombe on the boys' side will be playing. All right, we're going to have the basketball game going here. Settle Franks will come into the ball game. Swinton and Fowler is out there. Sundberg and Wing and Light for the Glacier Bears. Saddle Franks will run the offense. He'll bring it left-hand side to Light. Stop, jumper about 15, off the glass too hard, rebound down to Audison. Audison, he'll get the ball back out into the hands of Stokes, and Stokes will bring it up across the half-court line. Stops, comes back outside to Gerald on that baseline. Nice defense by the Glacier Bears. They didn't give it to him. Now Marshall, he'll square up a little bit long, rebound. Long outlet past the Wing, who broke away, stops, puts up the shot from about six. Good. Isaac Wing, he usually breaks away and leaves once he sees that the Glacier Bears have secured the rebound, and he got the nice, easy bucket out of it that time. Dingwall gets it up across the half-court line to Stokes. He looks inside back to Dingwall. Left-hand side. Glacier Bears in their zone defense. All the way over to Dingwall. Shot's on its way a little bit too hard. Saddle Franks comes down with the board, and he's quick on the dribble, the right-hand side. Keeps going. Goes inside to Sundberg. Sundberg puts it up and in. So Keegan Sundberg gets a nice bucket out of it. Extends that lead to six for the Glacier Bears. Back to Stokes. All the way to Gerald. He's going hard to the hoop. Stops. Gives it up. Goes into Audison. He puts it up and in. Audison breaking across the lane. Gerald just giving the little pass, and he got the easy basket out of it. 4-point lead by the Glacier Bears. Back to Franks. Long three on the way. This one short. Rebound down to Gerald and back to Stokes. Glacier Bears back on defense. 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. Stokes goes back inside to Marshall. Turn around. Puts it up too hard off the glass. Fight for it. Rebound comes back down into the saddle. Franks. Now there's going to be a foul on the Wrangell Wolves. 4 or 5. If that's the case, that'll be Dingwall's fourth, and it is. They put it up on the board. So it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball, but they want to take a short 30-second timeout here. So Dingwall with his fourth personal foul. Coach may have to make an adjustment on the Wrangell Wolves here. He's been playing a pretty good game. They can't really afford to have him out of the game, but they also can't afford for him to pick up that fifth foul.
In this third quarter, Kai Sada Franks has been doing a great job positioning himself. Wrangell, most of their shots coming from the right side. He's positioned himself on the weak side. He's come down with 6 rebounds here in the quarter, and he's usually getting that outlet and going right up the court to Wing. And so that's been a great job by Kai, recognizing that, getting a good seal on that weak side and corralling those rebounds.
Well, Marshall and Audison and Gerald have all put shots up from this side, and you always want to have a weak side rebounder. And I know Coach Bossman talks about that because I've heard him talk about it in practice and at basketball games too, but this time it's really paying off for the Glacier Bears, and they're taking advantage. Sundberg will inbound on the far side. Saddle Frank slowly bringing up across. Wolves are going to go to a man-to-man defense, and now we're going to have a travel as Saddle Franks moves his feet. Swinton's going to come right back into the basketball game here, so the injury must not have been that major as Justin's back into the ball game. Goes to Stokes. He has a little pressure by Sundberg, still not across the half-court line, does. Now he'll go back out to Gerald, all the way around to Howell. Long three-pointer in and out and back in again. So Gerald checks into the ball game and immediately picks up three-pointer. So he's got 5 points in the basketball game. Or excuse me, that was not Gerald.
Howell.
That was Howell. And going to the hoop is Swinton. He misses it, however, comes back down with it. Doesn't get it, however, and it comes back out. Wolves have the basketball down by one. Gerald breaking down the lane. It's Marshall up and in. Well, Marshall was just going right down the lane, and nobody stopped him, and he laid it in. Glacier Bears let that slip. Rangel leads by one now. Swinton out at the top. Long three, in and out, no. Rebound fought for. Otteson comes up with it. And Howell's on the dribble. Nice defense by the Glacier Bears as they got back. Back to Marshall. Looking over the right-hand side to Gerald. Looks inside for Otteson. Stops, can't find anything. Long cross-court pass to Howell. Back to Stokes. Takes a couple dribbles. Light comes up and gets a hand up. Wolves lead by one, 37-36. They go back inside to Marshall. Good defense by Glacier. Back to Otteson all alone. Off the back of the iron. No. Rebound Saddle Frank. So he continues to collect those boards for the Glacier Bears. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Back to Light. Drives down the lane.
Travel first.
He took off. He's left-handed, and he had to go to the right. And he just didn't get things organized there between his feet and the basketball. So he traveled first. Goes back into Marshall. Back over to Gerald. Long down court pass to Howell. Back out to Stokes. 1:36 to go here in the third quarter of play. Stokes directing traffic over to Marshall, way beyond the three-point arc on the left-hand side. Now they'll come back to Otteson. Otteson just holds the ball. Glacier Bears in their 2-3 zone, just content to set back. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Back out to Howell, back to Stokes. 1:15, back to Howell, back to Stokes. Now they extend the defense out just a little bit. They go inside to Gerald. He has the shot. Turn around, puts it up a little short. Rebound down to Sundberg, and he's going to be called for the travel as he recognized they had the break, but there's an extra step or two in there. Good ball movement by the Wrangell Wolves that time as they did get a good look at the hoop, but a little bit short. Keegan Sundberg comes down with the ball, but in such a hurry, he takes an extra step. Wolves will inbound far side. Left-hand side under the basket. Looking. Now they get the ball back in. And Coach Stokes says, I need to take a quick 30-second timeout here. 1 minute, 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wrangell 37, Haynes 36.
Yeah, neither seem, well, they're shooting about their average, I guess. Glacier Bears 4 for 10, 40%, which is about what they shot in that first quarter. Wrangell 5 for 15, 33% in the quarter so far. I think Coach Stokes saw that the official was getting about to a five count on that inbounds play. Figured he'd better call the timeout before they lost the ball. They were able to get the ball inbounds, but sometimes it's better as a coach to take that timeout and make sure you don't lose possession.
Well, the Wolves has kind of spread the scoring out a little bit. Marshall's got 8. Otteson picked up 6. Stokes has 11. And Dingwall picked up 6. Glacier Bears, 13 points for Swinton and 12 for Devin Light. So the Wolves moving the ball around nicely inside. Glacier Bears playing good defense, however. That's why the score is close as it is, 37-36. 1 minute, 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Marshall with the ball. Oh, all alone was Otteson over here. Didn't see him, and they go into Gerald. Gerald's on the dribble. Stop. Now back to Marshall. Out to Stokes. Extending way out is Light on the defense here. Stokes goes right inside to Gerald. Back to Stokes. 55 seconds to go. Back to Howell. Howell on the left side, go on that baseline to Gerald. He kicks the ball back into Marshall, back inside to Otteson. He misses it, gets his own board back, and now he's going to be fouled by Sundberg. He gets his own rebound back. Again, nice passing as they have sealed off Sundberg, and Otteson missed the easy little lay-in there, but he's going to go to the free throw line, and Sundberg's going to pick up the foul. That's his first personal. 45.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. This one's on the way. It's going to be short. Otteson has 2 for 3 from the free throw line. This is his first chance. He missed his first one. He'll have a second. 6 points for so far this morning for him. He's got the ball. He'll bounce a couple times. This one's on the way. Looks a little better. Rolls off to the side over, and Light comes down with the rebound. And he's quickly down the court. He's fast. He wants to go all the way inside. Nobody picks him up, and he just keeps going. Not good defense that time by the Wolves as Light went all the way down, full length of the court, and got the easy bucket out of it. Over to Stokes. He's doubled on the side, and now it goes off the foot of Justin Swinton and out of bounds, so Wrangell's going to get the basketball back. 25 seconds to go here in the quarter. Back to Stokes. They go into Gerald. Otteson wasn't ready as he was breaking to the lane, and Gerald gave it to Swinton. Swinton's going to go hard to the hoop, and now he's going to draw the foul. Justin had him on his shoulder, and he just kept going. He says, as long as you don't get in front of me, I'm going to keep going to the hoop. And he did the right thing there, and he'll go to the free throw line. Not a lot of team fouls this time in this second half of play. Two for Rangel and one for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Swinton at the free throw line, two for three from the line. 13 points, make it 14 points as he picks up another one from the free throw line. Justin, three for four from there. 18.2 seconds, plenty of time to get another shot off before the quarter breaks here for the Rangel Wolves. This one's up on its way, off the back of the iron. No rebound down to Fowler, but he's immediately tied up. Alternating possession does go to the Wolves. They're down by two. Glacier Bears are going to go to their 2-2-1 press. Rangel will have to break it. They got plenty of time with 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Back out to Howell. They go inside to Marshall. Marshall stops. He gets across the half-court line. Swinton puts a lot of pressure on to Stokes. They go to Howell. Two-pointer on the way, and he's got it from that baseline. So Howell comes off there, and he picks up five. And we're going to finish this third quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 39 and the Rangel Wolves 39. It's been close throughout. Well, we're going to turn it back to the studios for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Glacier Bear Basketball is supported in part by Alaska Power and Telephone, contributing to the technology that makes broadcasting basketball in Southeast Alaska possible on KHNS. And by The Parts Place, selling auto parts in Haynes and Skagway since 1986. Go Bears!
Gymnasium, start of the fourth quarter. We're tied up at 39. Another great game between Haynes and Rangel. Haynes girls were able to squeak out a 36-34 win earlier. Glacier Bears are trying to duplicate that, and the Rangel Wolves they want to play on Saturday also. So Devin Light at the point for the Glacier Bears. Gets a screen from Fowler, comes left side, hands it off to Swinton. Swinton, top of the key. Throws a lob for Light. That was too high for Light, but he was able to tip it to Fowler. Back up top to Swinton. They've tried that lob type a couple times. This pass hasn't been right for him. Wing drives inside, throws up the running right-hander. No good. Howell down with the rebound for the Wolves. He's quickly up into the front court, and then he'll back it off. Gives it to Gerald. Gerald looks left-hand side, hands it off to Stokes. Now to Howell. Back up top to Stokes. Right side to Gerald. Pass around the perimeter. Get to Marshall at the high post. He turns, spins, nothing there. Wing got his hands on it. Now they go inside to Gerald. Gerald is fought for. Fowler steals the ball. Glacier Bears got a two-on-one. Light's going to go up with the shot. Misses it. He was fouled by two Glacier Bears. Fell on the floor. Wolves got a three-on-two coming back the other way. Gerald's going to come in. Roding right-hander. Howell down with the rebound and off of Swinton and out of bounds. Coach Fossman's not happy with the official at all, figuring that Light got fouled on that layup. And then two Glacier Bears both had it. I think it was Sato Franks and Wing both knocked each other out of the layup or the rebound. Anyhow, the Wolves have the basketball. Come back right side to Gerald, into the Marshall. Marshall misses the shot. Fight for the rebound. Comes out long to Howell. Howell gets to Marshall at the top of the key. Now to Gerald on the right side. Shot up and good for two. Bryce Gerald got four on the game now. The Wolves have a two-point lead. Swinton quickly back the other way, up with a shot, no good, but he was fouled on the play. And I think this one's going to go against 33. That's Blake Stokes, second personal, third team foul. And he'll send Swinton to the line, shooting two. He's got him and Light both have 14 for the Glacier Bears so far. Make it 15 for Justin. And off the bench is Sundberg. He'll be coming in for Fowler. Swinton's second shot is up off front rim. Rebound. Fought for, comes down to Light. Light's able to kick it back to Swinton from his back, and then a reaching foul on Howell. That's first on Howell, fourth team foul. Glacier Bears will inbounds in front of their bench. Sundberg gets it into Swinton. Swinton's going to drive down the left-hand side, get a blocking foul by Audison. Glacier Bears picking up some fouls on the Wolves. That time that was kind of similar to what Chevy Fowler for the Glacier Bears did. He was standing stock still, but he wasn't in front of the ball handler. Needs to take one more step, get over in front there. So Justin back at the line for another two-shot foul. First one's up and good. We're tied at 41. Swinton at the line for his second. That one's good as well. He's 5 for 8 from the free throw line. Got 17 points, 1-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Full court pressure again. Gerald, stolen away by Light. Light's going to go in, and he's going to get the dunk on this one. No mistaking that one. He threw that one down. Howell quickly gets it to Marshall now. Marshall up into the front court, goes left-hand side to Stokes. Stokes, pull up 16-footer, rims in and out. Ball, rebound comes down to Swinton for the Glacier Bears. He picks it up, and they're going to get a foul on Audison from the push from behind. That was really nothing anything Michael Audison could do about that one. Swinton was kind of stumbling, and Audison had a full head of steam, came up behind him and ran over the top of him. So I think that'll be the seventh team foul on the Wolves, and that'll send Swinton to the line for, nope, it's only six. So Glacier Bears need to come back here. Official standing on the sideline waiting for somebody to come back and inbound the ball to get it into Swinton. Glacier Bears with a three-point lead. Swinton on the dribble, top of the key, goes right side to wing. Baseline to Saddle Franks. He gets the baseline up on the hard on the right side, misses the shot. Audison's fighting Dingwall for it. Now a scramble on the ball for it. Light comes out with it. No, it's stolen away by Howell. Howell runs over the top of Swinton. Offensive foul. Swinton was standing there. Howell came down with the ball, ran over the top of Swinton, and picks up his foul. And nobody wearing red is happy with that foul. A lot of times they'll let that one go when it's a loose ball and things are going, but they had, you can tell both teams want to win this one because there's a loose ball on the floor, and there's four guys on the floor trying to get that one. 5:47 left in the game, 44 for the Glacier Bears, 41 for the Wolves. We've got a full timeout. We'll send it back to the studios for 1 minute. Welcome back to Juneau. Doug Olerud and Lyle Huff bringing you Region 5 2A action. Haynes Glacier Bears against the Wrangell Wolves. Bears lead by 3, 44-41. 5:45 left in the game. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Swinton on the drive. Kicks it out to Saddle Franks for a three-pointer in the corner. Rebound comes down to Gerald, and we got a foul on Sundberg. Keegan Sundberg reaching in on that one. He got blocked out nicely by Gerald. That's only second team foul on the Glacier Bears. So they got a ways to go before Wrangell be shooting. 17 fouls on the Wolves. So next foul, Glacier Bears from here on out be shooting free throws. They're kicking it back and forth. Gerald goes into Marshall. Marshall cross court to Howell. Howell back to Marshall. Comes right hand side to Stokes. Stokes almost tried to get off a three. Now they go into Dingwall. Off of his hand, stolen away by Saddle Franks. He throws it up ahead, not quite hard enough, though. Stolen back by Stokes. Stokes back to Gerald. High post to Marshall. Marshall takes a step, goes in over Kai Saddle Franks and scores it for two. Marshall's got 11, and we have a one-point ball game. Swinton on the dribble across the 10-second line for the Glacier Bears. Comes left side to Light. Light's going to drive inside, up with a left hand and a little floater. Good for two. He's got 18. Gerald throws it over the top to Stokes. Stokes driving down the left-hand side, gets it down to Dingwall. Dingwall, easy layup for two for the Wolves. Back and forth action here. That lead's going from one way to the other. Glacier Bears still up, 46-45. Swinton comes left-hand side to Light. Light's going to get fouled on the way to the basket, and that's going to be on Mason Dingwall, and that's going to be five on him. So Dingwall's going to foul out of this ball game. And Coach Stokes is going to the bench for Tyler Gillen. And into the game is Fowler for the Glacier Bears, coming in for Kai Saddle Franks. We've got Light at the line, shooting a 1-1. He's having a great game with it. Much better than yesterday at 11, but those didn't come till late in the game, kind of in garbage time. But he's got a solid 18 today. Swinton with 17 for the Glacier Bears. 4:35 to play. 46-45, one-point lead for the Bears. White's first shot up. Back rim rebound comes out long to Howell. Howell circle around Gerald and bring it up into the front court for the Wolves. He goes to the right baseline to Gillen. Gillen up top to Gerald. Gerald looks over the defense up top to Stokes. Stokes going to drive in, 14-footer, back rim, rebound. Light gets pushed out of there. Gillen down with the rebound for the Wolves. He tries to work it back out. He'll take the 17-footer up and good for Tyler Gillen. His first 2 points of the game, and the lead goes back to the Wolves. Justin Swinton on the dribble. Goes right side down to Fowler on the baseline. He's going to try and get the shot up against Marshall, and he's going to get fouled. They had the shot blocked. But the official on the outside is going to call the foul on 23, Robert Marshall. First personal, ninth team foul. That'll send Fowler to the line for two. Justin Swinton getting some tape on his finger over here on the sideline, and him and Light talking to Coach Fossman. Fowler's shot, it should have been a two-shot foul. I guess he wasn't shooting. Now the refs are saying,
now
yes,
they are,
it was two. Everybody got in there real quick going the other way.
Well, the boys want to play.
They want to play. I thought I'd missed him. I was like, man, I could have swore the guy had two fingers up there. Are my eyes getting that bad? It's possible they are, but in this case, not. So Fowler back at the line. And this one's going to be way short. Rebound comes down to Howell. The Glacier Bears missing some opportunities to get this lead back and extend it from the free throw line. Stokes way out behind the three-point line. He's going to make the Glacier Bears come and play him. He's going to try and get past Sundberg. Gets it out to Gerald. Up top to Marshall. Marshall on the dribble. Goes to Gillen. Gillen drives in. Kicks it out to Stokes. Wolves trying to run as much clock as possible here, it looks like, and we'll see how this turns out. Sometimes you can slow it down too soon. Gillen on the right side. Looking for an opening. He's guarded by Light. Comes up top to Gerald. Back to Gillen on the right side again. Now he's got Sundberg on him. They go to Stokes. Back to Gillen. And we're going to have a timeout by the Wolves with 3:17 left on the clock.
Yeah, it's one thing the Wolves do is they do a good job passing the ball around and making some movement. And basically, you know, when you do that kind of a thing against an offensive that's set up like that, you've got to have movement by your players, and Rangel does do that. There's always somebody moving to the basketball. So Rangel, I mean, even though they want to run a little time off of here, they lead by 1 point. 3:17 is a long ways to go. You can't really shut it down quite right now, but that is part of Rangel's offense. Glacier Bears, on the other hand, they need to be moving their feet and not their hands and not be slapping away at this. Even though they only have two team fouls right now, the advantage goes to the Glacier Bears because there are nine team fouls on the Wrangell Wolves, so they'll be shooting the double bonus after this. So anyway, we'll see what happens at the 3:17 mark, 46-47. We knew this was going to be a close game.
Yeah, this was the way that these guys have played each other the whole game, or the whole season. You knew this was going to, this rubber match was going to be tight right down to the end.
Well, the Glacier Bears are out of their timeout quickly. Now the Wolves will come out. The Wolves like to move the basketball around. They make some quick, hard passes in there, so they got to be anticipating that. Marshall down low, he's got to be ready for it. Audison's got to be ready for it when the pass comes.
And we'll see how the Glacier Bears do if they make any changes to their defense here coming out of this timeout from Coach Fossman. Gerald on the inbounds, looking, gets it into Stokes. Stokes is going to dribble up to the top of the key. Goes left-hand side to Gillen. Gillen going to rotate, going to drive down the lane. And we're going to get 2-0 Wyatt Wing with a foul. That's Isaac's third personal. Second team foul on the Glacier Bears. So they'll inbound it on the baseline to the Wolves. Get it to Stokes. Stokes working against Sundberg. Glacier Bears in man-to-man defense now. Sundberg up top on Stokes. Get it to Gillen. Gillen guarded by Lynch. Glacier Bears made some adjustments here defensively. Gillen looking for an opening. Stolen away by the Glacier Bears. Sundberg, nice diving steal. Light on the dribble. Up with the left hand, up and good for two. Light got 20, and it's a one-point lead now for the Glacier Bears. Quickly back is Howell to Stokes. Stokes spots for three. That's back rim, no good. Fowler down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Ooh, almost stolen away. Back by Light. Light up ahead to Lynch. Lynch goes up for the shot, has that one blocked. Ball's on the floor. Off of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds. I think Coach Fossman is telling Devin Light, slow down. We don't need to go for the home run here. We got the one-point lead. Let's make sure we get a great shot instead of a rush shot. Full court man pressure by the Glacier Bears. Wolves get it into Stokes. Stokes get past Sundberg, running down that long side. Tipped away by Swinton. He throws it up top. Can't save it to Fowler, so it's to Marshall. Over to Gillen. Glacier Bears had an opportunity there. Couldn't quite get to it. Stokes now on the dribble. Comes right side to Gillen. They're doing that little dribble weave up top. Keep coming over to the right-hand side. Stolen away again by Sundberg. Sundberg's up ahead of the pack. Goes up on the right-hand side and scores it. Keegan Sundberg. Two huge steals here at the end of the fourth quarter. Gives the Glacier Bears a three-point lead, 50-47. Wolves trying to get this ball across the 10-second line. Gillen gets past Fowler. Gets it to Marshall. Marshall to Stokes. Stokes over to the right-hand side to Gillen. Up top to Gerald. 1:40 left in the game. Wolves trailing by three. Stokes looking down low. Nothing there. He's got Sundberg all over him. Now gets a screen from Howell. Gives it back to Howell. Howell tries to drive towards the right-hand side by Light. Goes up top to Stokes. Stokes looking for a screen. Nice help by Swinton, and Sundberg's going to pick up the foul. Reaching in. He was working hard there trying to get that ball from Marshall. Just reached in, pick up the personal foul. Sundberg's been working his butt off here on his birthday defensively. Kai Saddle-Frank's coming in for Chevy Fowler. So some fresh legs defensively for the Glacier Bears. Wolves get it in to Gillen. Gillen guarded closely by Lynch. Comes up top to Gerald. Gerald working against Saddle-Frank's out to Stokes. Stokes drives in, kicks it to Marshall. Marshall back out to Howell. Howell with a jump shot, and that's good for Howell. Aaron Howell's got seven. Swinton on the dribble for the Glacier Bears with 1:01 left. Glacier Bears with a one-point lead. Stokes tried to steal it from Swinton. Swinton got away from him. Gets the ball to Saddle-Frank. Saddle-Frank got a lane down the basket. He was fouled on the shot. No call. They're going to call a jump ball on the rebound. That was an awful close jump ball call, but it should be Wrangell basketball. And we got a timeout by Coach Stokes with 50.7 seconds left.
Well, the Glacier Bears are going to have to play it smart here. Wrangell's been able to break the press the last two or three times here, but not able to get anything out of it. So the Glacier Bears will have to play it smart and make sure they don't give away an easy bucket out of it.
Yeah, and they've been, you know, the big difference here in the last couple minutes is the defense of Keegan Sundberg. He came up with, just sold out on two times there to get the steal. One of them led to a Light layup, and then the other one Keegan took down himself when they were trailing 47-46, and then they got those two to give them the one-point lead right now. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Bossman wants to do. I know they're going to come out full court pressure. Are they going to go back to the 2-2-1, or are they going to stick to the man-to-man?
Well, it's hard to say. We'll have to wait and see how it comes out. But I know Coach Stokes is talking about the fact that we need to get the ball into play and then turn around and look down the lane on both sides. They have been going to the center of the court to break the press, but the Glacier Bears have been anticipating that, made 2 or 3 steals. So we'll see if they continue to do that, or do they go towards the sideline. If you go to the sideline, then you can easily get trapped. So there's a lot of things going to happen, a lot of basketball to be played with 50.7 seconds to go.
The Glacier Bears have fouls to give. They only have 3 team fouls, so they've got some fouls to give if they need to prevent, but make sure they do it before a kid's in the action of shooting. So Glacier Bears can get pretty aggressive defensively here. Full court man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears. Stokes on the inbounds. He's got Sundberg on him. They go for the home run and stolen away by Light for the Glacier Bears. Light quickly comes up into the front court. Why is he shooting that basketball? He drove in and shot a 14-footer. He got fouled on it, but I think you'd rather have him take that one out and run some time off of it. But Devin Light going for the jugular here. That's the 4th foul on Stokes. And Devin Light at the line shooting 2. I don't know if Sundberg tipped that pass from Stokes. He didn't get much on it, and Skid didn't hardly clear.
Yeah,
Sundberg got a tip on that one. So the first one by Light is good. He's got 21 now. 2-point lead for the Glacier Bears with 45.6 seconds. Second one is up. This one's back rim. Rebound comes out long. Light gets his own rebound, saves it in off of a Wrangell player. It'll be Glacier Bear basketball. Nice hustle by Devin Light. Swinton's telling his teammates, hold the ball. Make sure you're tough with it. Wrangell's going to come out hard here. 42.6 seconds left. Glacier Bears get it into Light. Gets it over to Swinton. Swinton hangs onto the ball. Back up to Light. 38 seconds left. Over to Sundberg. Sundberg gets it back to Swinton. Swinton throws it up top to Sundberg. Sundberg's going to be fouled. Or no, we got timeout by Coach Swinton or Coach Bossman.
Well, things are getting a little hectic out there. I think Steve probably realized that he's got to get him settled down, because every time Wrangell was getting closer and closer to making the steal, and you know, if you got timeouts, you might as well use them.
Yep, this is the time I think Coach Bossman was hoping he had his son Kyle here. You know, I want to give a shout. Kyle finished his UAA career last night with 27 points in a game against Western Oregon. First team all GNAC academic, second team all conference. You know, coming from Haynes, going up playing at UAA, career leader in 3-pointers. Just great representation for Haynes by Kyle Fossman, and too bad his season ended so soon. But
well, anyway, with 29.1 seconds, Glacier Bears lead by 2. They're going to be going to the free throw line. Or no, they're not. I mean, the Glacier Bears are going to inbound the ball. They will go to the free throw line. It's the double bonus situation here for the Glacier Bears. So Wrangell, when they foul, that's just what's going to happen. On the other side, the Glacier Bears have a lot of fouls to give here.
And so far in the game, Swinton is 6-for-9, and Light is 3-for-5 for the free throws. Fowler 0-for-4. Those are the only 3 that have shot free throws. So I'm assuming for the Glacier Bears, they're going to want to keep it in the hands of Justin Swinton and Devin Light. Guy Saddle-Franks will be handling the inbounds. He's got Sundberg, Light, Lynch, and Swinton with him. Saddle-Franks gets it into Sundberg. Sundberg's going to be quickly surrounded and knocked over by a couple of Wolves. It looks like Keegan Sundberg's the one going to the line. Tyler Gillen, his first personal.
I would go back to make the free throws here down the stretch. You're going to win the ball game.
Just like in that girls game right before this one. Keegan Sundberg's first one off the rim, no good. So Keegan's back at the line for his second. Glacier Bears setting up their defense here for after this shot, whether it's made or missed. 2-point lead for the Bears. Second one by Sundberg, up and good. 3-point lead by the Glacier Bears. They're up in their full court pressure. Gerald on the dribble, working against Saddle-Franks. Gerald Back to Gillen. Gillen to Marshall. Marshall left side to Howell. Looks at the three-point. Comes back to Marshall. He'll take the three-pointer. Back rim rebound. Comes down to Sundberg, and he's fouled by Stokes coming over the top. So that'll be Blake Stokes' fifth personal foul. So Blake will be out of the game for the Wolves, and that'll send Sundberg back to the line, shooting another two free throws with 9.7 seconds left. Need one of these from Sundberg to pretty much ice the game for the Glacier Bears.
Well, it goes down to a two-possession game after that. Right now it's still a one-possession game, but if Keegan can get one of these to go, then the Wranglers would have to score twice to be able to get themselves back into the ball game. So Keegan at the free throw line.
Sundberg's first shot. This one is up off the front rim. He's had a heck of a game here on his birthday. 7 points so far, a couple huge steals, playing great defense. I don't know what he's done on the rebounds. One rebound. And a free throw right there. 4-point lead by the Glacier Bears. And we've got a timeout by Coach Stokes with 9.7 seconds left to try and set something up here. Imagine Coach Fossman's going to be telling his team, don't foul a jump shooter, especially one behind the three-point line. Glacier Bears, because they don't have the stop clock after a made shot, he's going to want them, just put pressure on them, don't foul them. If you're going to give them a layup, go ahead and give them a layup. If they're going to shoot a three-pointer, shoot a three-pointer. And then if you get the ball out of bounds after that shot, look, if there's less than 5 seconds, just handle the ball outside. You don't need to throw it into the court.
That's right. And of course, with three team fouls, if they're dribbling down the side, they can foul. That'll shut the clock off. But it also burns up another 1 or 2 seconds. So Glacier Bears have a chance to shut it off here if they can just play good, smart basketball here just down this last 9.7 seconds. The Wrangell Wolves, on the other hand, they want to push it up and get the shot up right away.
They need to score quickly, and I imagine they're going to be looking for a three. And you're probably going to look at Howell, Marshall would probably be your two, and even Gillen. Gillen's got I've seen him stroke that three, and he's got a pretty nice-looking shot.
Well, and you're almost to the point, too, where you just really have to have somebody shoot.
Whoever gets the ball, yep.
Yeah, anyway and stuff. Well, the winner of this one will advance to that 9:45 game on Saturday morning, whether it Wrangell or Haynes. Right now, Haynes is in the driver's seat, so we'll see how things come here. But they got a chance to come out on it here. All right, Coach Bossman's talking now. He doesn't want to give anything away easy.
The Glacier Bears setting up in full court pressure. They've got Marshall running the inbounds. He's going to heave it long, tipped away, and thrown away by Light. Light passes the ball out of the double team to Saddle Franks. Now Swinton with it in the backcourt. 2 seconds left. Up to Saddle Franks. The ball game's going to be over, and the Glacier Bears are going to win this one by a score of 53-49. They will move on to play the loser of the Craig Metlakatla game, which will happen later today, and they'll play at 9:45. So the fans in KSTK, unfortunately, the Wolves season is coming to a close sooner than they would like. For you fans up in Haynes at KHNS, they live to play another day. So we'll have games at 8 o'clock and 9:45 live on KHNS on Saturday. Quick rundown of our scoring. Robert Marshall with 11. Aaron Howell with 7. Michael Otteson with 6. Blake Stokes with 11, Tyler Gillen with 2, and Mason Dingwall with 8. Scoring for the Glacier Bears, Keegan Sundberg with a big 8 points on his birthday. Happy birthday, Keegan. Isaac Wing with 5, Kai Saddle Franks with 2, Justin Swinton with 17, and Devin Light with a game-high, team-high 21, including his first dunk of the season, which I know he's been waiting for a long time. I don't know if Tyler Swinton would think that's a good dunk or not, but he got it over the rim and threw it down.
Well, rebounding, it was pretty close all the way around. 26 boards for the Wrangell Wolves, 24 for the Haynes Glacier Bears. And shooting percentages pretty close there, too. Glacier Bears finishing the ball game with 36%, while the Wrangell Wolves finished with 44% for the ball game. Also, we want to thank our underwriters here.
Yep, before we sign off, Lyle and I would like to thank all the underwriters that made it possible for us to broadcast throughout the year and down here at Region 5. Lutac Lumber, AP&T Haynes, Chilkoot Indian Association, Hauser's IGA, White Rock LLC, Old Roots Market Center, The Parts Place, Bigfoot Auto Service, Southeast Road Builders, and Captain's Choice Motel. So we'll say goodbye for today and rest our voices tomorrow and be ready to bring you two more games on Saturday. So everybody in Haynes, have a great day, and we'll talk to you on Saturday.